And let's, which is, there are people.
People on hold too long.
And the people who are communicating with them, is it because there are more calls coming than there are people to answer them?
Yes, there are.
So let's start with a focus wheel about that. Let's say that is what's bugging you more than other people being bothered by that. Let's just start there.
Okay.
Let's say that you're one of the people that's bothered by that. So a focus wheel works like this. You draw a big circle, and in the center of the circle, you make a statement of where you'd like to end up at the end of the circle, at the end of the process. And so what you really want is, I want to feel good about the productivity and the workflow of this place. That's what you're reaching for.
Yes.
So you'd sort of write that in the center of the circle. And then we would draw about 12 circles around the edge of this. And the idea of the focus wheel is, now you've made a statement that you don't feel, but you can find something within you that does feel sort of like that. So you're reaching for a belief that you already hold, that's already active within you, that you can get on the wheel with. The best example we give of this is like the wheel that is in the playground and the children are spinning it, and when they get on, it goes faster and faster and faster. And if it's going very fast and you approach it, you can't get on. When you try, it just flings you off in the bushes. You're not up to speed with it. You can't run fast enough to get onto it. But if they'll slow it down and let you on and then speed it up, you can have a very fun ride. Well, this is the same thing. You have to slow the wheel way down. In fact, right now it's stopped nearly. And so you find some way to get on the wheel. And once you're on, then the next thought and the next thought, and before you're finished, you've got this synergy going. And then the statement that you started with, you can emphatically say, and during this process, you will feel resistance release from you. So something that you know that's true is, if there are more calls coming than there are people manning the stations, that means business is good?
Well, not in a mental health crisis line, it's not good. In as much as we're not getting to the people as quickly as they need to be got to.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, this is an important thing for us to talk about. One day, Esther and Jerry were having some wooden walkways built in Texas. And they had a rather large piece of property, and so there were a lot of wooden walkways that are being built off through the bushes and down this trail and around this way so that they could take their walks all over the property during the rainy season and not get muddy. And so one day, on a hot summer day, Esther is looking out of the window, and she has just made a big glass of iced tea, and she's just placed herself on the sofa looking out into the beautiful gardens, and she is sipping her tea when she sees these men working so hard and being so hot out there in the sun. So she gathered up some bottles of water and she went out and she said to them, I am so sorry. And they said, ma'am, we appreciate the work. And Esther thought, oh yeah, I forgot about that. In other words, when I'm asking for something. And so in the context of this, in other words, there are a lot of people in your position who appreciate the work, yes?
Yes.
And so we know that you're making fun. In other words, there's sort of funny things going on in the vibration of a place like you, because if everybody got healthy, your phones would not ring.
That's
and
right.
If your phones did not ring, you'd have nothing to do. In other words, you'd be looking for something else. And so there's got to be some measure. Thank you for screwing up your life enough that you're ringing my phone. Because there's a whole industry that exists as a result of your dysfunction. Now, we're having fun with this a little bit, but this economic thing, there are so much confusion about it. And what we want to say to you, you don't have to sort out whether there's dysfunction going on out there. And we know that who you really are really wants to help these people. And we know that there is nothing you would love more than for your phones to stop ringing. But the point that we're wanting to make with you is, you want to make peace. You've got to get lined up. And the fact of the matter is, you want those phones to ring. And to say otherwise, get your energy out of whack. You want the phones to ring and you want there to be people there to answer them. So business is good, yes? Are we on the wheel with that?
Yes, we are.
Business is good.
Very good.
Business is good, and I've got a job. Business is good. And so do the other people. Now, but they're on the phone too long. Well, what does that mean? When someone's on the phone for a long time, doesn't that usually mean that you're making some progress? Don't you find when you're on the phone